This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makavica. We're joined on the phone today by Ryland Peters of McCook, a 2024 Nebraska Wheat Ambassador. Ryland, we'll talk more about your experiences in a moment, but first, just get us familiar with Ryland. Tell us a little bit more about your background.
My name is Ryland Peters. I came from McCook, Nebraska. I grew up on a family farm where we produce seed wheat every year, along with raising cows and producing other staple crops in Nebraska.
Okay, so you decided to take the leap and be part of this ambassador program. Talk more about that decision.
So my dad was actually the president of the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association when I was a kid, and he took me with him on a couple of the trips, and he saw the opportunity, and he was like, you should do it, and I was like, that's right down my alley. It's what I'm going to do in the future, so I don't see why I wouldn't take the opportunity.
What all is part of the Wheat Ambassador Program? What do you guys do throughout the year?
So for our Wheat Ambassador Program, we have a couple projects throughout the year that we have to do. Just talking about various things in the wheat industry, along with we have to attend several trade shows throughout the course of this year and help spread the word. And then we have to go give in-classroom presentations, which I'm looking forward to, because being from a rural town, everyone knows about the importance of farming. But up here in Lincoln, I'm curious to see how much they know about it.
Ryland, you've been at this for just a couple of months now. What would you say has been the biggest thing you've learned in the short few weeks that you've been a part of the program?
One thing that really surprised me that I learned, wheat production peaked kind of in the 80s, where Nebraska was producing or farming over 3 million acres of wheat. And now we're just down to 1 million, which part of that is I learned they used to mandate and made farmers grow certain amounts of certain crops, which they don't do anymore. But I thought that was really interesting.
Well, you mentioned you're excited to get into those classrooms, especially in the Lincoln area where students might not be familiar with agriculture production. What else are you excited for in the year to come as part of the Wheat Ambassador Program?
I'm excited to attend trade shows. They already had one. I wasn't able to go because it didn't fit into my schedule, but I'm excited to go and learn more and talk to people about it and get other perspectives on the wheat industry.
And when you reflect on the wheat industry as a whole, what excites you the most about being part of that industry?
So I went to a meeting with my dad earlier this year, and Syngenta was developing a hybrid wheat variety. It got scrapped because there wasn't enough research. They didn't know if it was going to pan out, but I'm very excited to see. I've taken a plant science class. I'm very excited to see what we can do with wheat, how we can improve it, how we can make a better hybrid, how we could improve straw strength to hold up higher bushels or higher yielding wheat, because I know that's a problem once you get to certain thresholds of yield. There's straw strength issues, and I'm just excited to learn more about how to improve it and the future of actually planting it and seeing it for myself.
Very exciting. Okay. Well, tell us about your current educational plans. You mentioned a student. What are you studying and what do you hope to do once you graduate?
Yeah, so I'm studying ag econ. It's the same thing my dad went to college for. Hopefully I get a better grasp on the financial aspect of farming. And once I graduate, I hope to work for my dad for a few years before I start renting my own land and hopefully start making business decisions within the farm.
All right, Ryland Peters, a 2024 Nebraska Wheat Ambassador, joining us from McCook for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. Ryland, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That'll wrap up today's program. You can learn more anytime by going to nebraskawheat.gov. I'm Alex Makavica for the Rural Radio Network.